I guess I speak to family here, family that's very close to my heart. And also, I know our prayer requests, even the sense, the mood, everyone has been feeling very low, very tired. I'm also one of them. There are a lot of things that are going on at this point of time. And so I wanted to bring a word of encouragement to everyone from God's word. And so the scripture reading was taken from Exodus 34, which we will talk about a little bit later. But actually, today we are going to read through and walk through Psalm 103. Okay, let's just pray before we begin and ask God to prepare us. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are here with us. We thank you for being here in our presence. Lord, we pray that this time, this would be the cry of our hearts. Bless the Lord, O my soul, for great is the steadfast love of the Lord towards those who fear him and obey him. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, so the book of Psalms, actually I realized the last time I shared, I won't say preach, the last time I shared, I also shared from Psalm 19. This time around, because I realized that I love to sing, and the Psalms are really the songbook or the hymn book of Israel. And so many Psalms have been made into songs for us to sing. And one of those songs we sang earlier, 10,000 Reasons. Why? Poetry engages our emotions, our imaginations, aesthetic sense, being able to appreciate beauty. Sometimes poems bring us to a place that is totally different from the place we are at now. And I think that's the beauty of it, isn't it? Because sometimes the place that we are at right now is not the best place. I've been reading a lot of news. I've been hearing a lot also about, we know about the situation in war-torn or conflict areas like Ukraine, Myanmar, even in Northeast India. We know about the floods that have ravaged so many places. I mean, I look at the pictures and the videos, even the US is not spared. And in fact, it's horrible, okay, it's horrible. And I think about all these things and I think about sometimes, how can we bless the Lord? But I think this is a call for all of us to bless the Lord. And as we understand, maybe I may not go too much into it, but as we understand who authored this psalm, as we think about how the Psalter put together and compiled these psalms, I think we realize that this is something that, regardless of where we are, who we are, this should be the cry of our hearts, to bless the Lord, O my soul. So Psalm 103 was written by David, and it was likely compiled actually in the book of Psalms. So you know, we all know there are five books, huh? Following the Pentateuch, five books. It's likely compiled after the exile, okay, during the time of, when we look at the psalm, we can look at it from the perspective of the author, David. So some people believe that it's probable that after his sin with Bathsheba, David wrote this psalm. So it was after sin, okay? But we also have to remember that this was compiled during the time of exile. So when the people of God are not where they are supposed to be, they are probably recognizing also that they have sinned, but they're also looking for God to redeem and rescue them. But as I mentioned, all of us are in all different situations, but we can also share in this psalm. I don't want to be too technical in slicing up the psalm, because then we will not be able to appreciate it. But rather, I hope that as we read it later, as we hear the words that repeat, that they will give us a sense of what really is the big idea of this psalm. Okay, so I just want to remind you, when you read the psalms, don't rush to read through the verses, because it's poetry. Poetry is meant to be enjoyed. You have to, as you read, listen, because other people are going to reading along. Feel the emotions. Imagine in your mind, think, and just enjoy. Picture events in your life, in the life of Israel. And so I want to invite you to read Psalm 103 together with me. We'll just read it together, but for the first two verses, let me read that first, and then from verse 3 onwards, you can join in, okay? Because like, you know, when we sing songs in church, so sometimes we have an arrangement, right? So this morning, I want to have an arrangement. Let me read the first two verses. You're joining from the third verse. And when we go to verse 19, I want to invite all of you to stand, okay, and read the verses. All right? Let's begin. Let's read the word of the Lord together. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to his covenants. I invite you to stand as we read this together. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, all you his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Please be seated. Thank you. Did you all pay attention to some of the words that were repeated? Well, because the Psalms uses a lot of repetition, right? To bring certain things to our mind. And the first thing is, bless the Lord, isn't it? Bless the Lord, O my soul. And it starts the psalm and it also ends the psalm. Bless the Lord. It's mentioned six times, verses 1, 2, 20, 21, 22. What is another word that is mentioned many times? Steadfast love, right? And I'm glad that Joelle chose for the opening, the call to worship, Lamentations 3, 20 to 25, because it talks about the steadfast love of the Lord that never ceases, right? We all know that song. And in fact, I was thinking, maybe instead of preaching today, we can just sing. Because all these things bring to mind all these songs that are so dear to our heart. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Yes, the steadfast love is mentioned many times in this psalm. Probably to David, there is some personal meaning, and even to the people of Israel, God's people, there is. There's one last thing that's repeated a few times, and it's a description of God's people. Do you all notice it? As if you all are looking at Psalm 103, is this word, God's people who, so I'll just move to the next slide, who fear him and who obey him. Yeah. These are promises for God's people who fear him and obey him. And so that's kind of like one of the major things that will form my big picture, which I'll share later. But I want to focus on steadfast love because we've mentioned it, right? And it is actually a key word of this psalm. Let me skip over to here. I don't know, for those who did Introduction to Biblical Hebrew, that did y'all go through Hesed? I'm sure it's one of the key words of the Bible, to be very honest, okay? It's used about 245 times in the Bible. And out of those 245 times, it is used 127 times in the Psalms. It's really a very key word or theme in the book of Psalms. And in Psalm 103, right, it talks about Hesed, God's steadfast love, his mercy, his covenant faithfulness. And these are things that God continues to be because his steadfast love is from everlasting to everlasting. And you know that we started off, right? We started off as an individual saying, bless the Lord, O my soul. And then it comes, the people of God come together to say, bless the Lord, O my soul. And what happens at the end? Everyone, all creation comes together to say, bless the Lord, O my soul. And so this is really what I think, to me, Psalm 103 is about. It's about blessing the Lord, O my soul, for great is the steadfast love of God to those who fear and obey him. It tells us what we need to do. We need to bless the Lord. It tells us the reason why we can bless the Lord. And it tells us, as people of God, what we also need to continue to do if we truly trust in the steadfast love of God. A lot of times that we are very forgetful, we forget. This morning, I remembered that I forgot to do certain things. Maybe there are too many things on our minds, but actually it's true, right? A lot of times we forget. We forget what God has done in our lives. And sometimes we need to pause and forget not. And so this psalm is also really about remembering. Forgetting not. And forgetting not what? At this time, I just want you all to take some time to pause and remember where you are. The God who forgives all your iniquity through the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. The God who has healed you from your diseases. We've had times when we thought that it was too difficult. We could not have gone through it. And there are some times when we've been in the depth of despair in our life. And yet, God has been there. And we need to remember those moments. We need to remember those moments because we remember that it's God's steadfast love and mercy that has carried us through. Crowning on the head, crowning reminds me that it's over you and it flows, it's abundant, it covers your whole self, you know, and that's the abundant love that God has for us. And Pastor Jason preached a few weeks ago about satisfying us with good so that your youth is renewed like an eagle's. Yeah. And as David remembers personally, and as we remember personally what God has done for us, he moves on to God's people. Because for the Israelites, their life is very much connected with their identity as the people of God. And so what pictures came into their mind as the Israelites read these words? The Lord works righteousness and justice for those who are oppressed. we think about the Egyptian slavery in the time of Egypt, and God hearing the cries of the Israelites during that oppression. We remember that God really made known his ways. He revealed himself to Moses in a burning bush that did not burn up. What else? God revealed himself to the people through the 10 plagues. And finally, the parting of the Red Sea. And so as we remember all these things, we remember that God has really done a lot of things. He shows mercy and compassion. And yet, a lot of times, God's people forget what God has done. Earlier, when we read the scripture reading, what was that about? It was basically, Exodus. What happened was that Moses was receiving the Ten Commandments from God, but what were the people doing at the foot of the hill? They formed a golden calf with all the gold rings that they had, and they worshipped. And sometimes you think about it, oh my, we can think, wow, these people, how rebellious they are. But as you think about your own life, as I think about how sometimes I have also worshipped other things. And as Moses saw the calf, what did he do? He threw the tablets on the floor, and that was the word of the Lord that was destroyed. And the Lord sent a plague on the people, but he did not destroy them, and he did not abandon them. And that's why Moses, as he came up again to the mountain, he came up a second time as he interceded for the Israelites. God gave him and wrote again two new tablets. And these words are really from Exodus 34. And you see Moses with two new tablets. He does not deal with us according to our sins. He could have abandoned. He could have given up on these stubborn, rebellious, stiff-necked people. But God, in his steadfast love, he asked Moses to cut out two tablets of stone like the first. And as we think about it, aren't we amazed by the steadfast love of God? I like this part because it's so beautiful. It says, for as high as the heavens are above the earth. So what about that? So great is his love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, and the east and the west, they never touch each other. So far does he remove our transgressions from us. And this picture of God as a father showing compassion on his children, and the Lord showing compassion on those who fear him. And who are we? We are dust. We are dust. We are only here for a little while. Like that dandelion, you know? One moment you are there. Come back. One moment you're there, beautiful, and the next moment the wind blows and there you go. You know, it's, if you think about it, sometimes our life is like this, and then sometimes you think, why am I doing the things I do? But despite our mortality, we see the contrast of the steadfast of the love of the Lord that is from everlasting to everlasting. And on who? On those who fear him. To those who keep his covenant, who remember to do his commandments. And we see that truly the Lord is King. Even though there may be situations where we think, God, where are you? In the midst of all this trouble, where are you? The Lord is King. He rules over all, not only over our lives, but over the lives of the people of God, and all are exalted to praise him and to bless him. Angels, mighty ones, hosts, ministers, all those who fear him and obey him. Indeed, all of creation, wherever he rules, all will bless his name. Brothers and sisters, I know we're tired, but even when we're tired, we should never tire of remembering who God is, what He has done, and praising Him and blessing His name. Because of His steadfast love, it extends to those who fear and obey Him. And so I pray that you will press on. It's not easy, but the steadfast love of the Lord will carry us through. There are so many songs, right? 10,000 Reasons. Another one of my favorites is Laura Story's Bless the Lord, O My Soul. There's a hymn which I don't know, Bless the Lord, O My Soul. And then there's this newest hymn which I discovered. It's quite new, I would say, in a sense that it's only 2 years old, but I have never heard it before. But all these different songs show us a different aspect or an interpretation of Psalm 103. But I felt this version by Sovereign Grace was very true to remembering God's steadfast love. I don't have time, but this is a lovely book from the library. It's called Singing God's Psalms. Basically, what this author does is that he is a composer, he's a worship leader. He rewords the Psalms into metered verses so that when we read it, we can read it out. And he has 5 verses, which I'm not going to do. You can check it out, it's very nice. But maybe what we can do is we can just read this together as a prayer to the Lord before we close with our closing hymn, shall we? Let's read this together. There are 5 verses altogether. We could sing also. There is a tune to sing it with, but I always can't remember. Let me think. No, it's not. Does anybody know the hymnology? What is the? It's a very familiar. I forgot it this morning. Then I remember again. Never mind. Let's just read it, shall we, as a prayer to the Lord. Let's read together. Lord, with all my being, all within me, bless God's name. Bless the Lord and so remember all God's mercy to proclaim. Who forgives all my transgressions and with mercy gently heals. Who redeems me from destruction and with goodness kindly deals. Working for those in oppression, God's own love and justice prove. Slow to anger, full of mercy, steadfast love our sins remove. As the heavens are high above us, vaster still God's love has been. As the east from west is distant, so God puts away our sin. As the Father loves His children, God's compassion follows us. Though we flourish and then wither, God remembers we are dust. Though the wind blows all our living, sweeping all our works away, God's own covenant is stronger, loving us beyond that day. Unto all who keep the statutes, steadfast in God's holy way, unto all who still remember God's commandments to obey, to our children's children ever, God's own righteousness extends, as was in the beginning. God's love lasts and never ends. Last verse. God's own throne is set in heaven, King over all the powers of earth, ruling over the hosts of heaven, Lord of all who came to birth. Bless the Lord now, every creature, all who live in God's control. Join us in songs and praises. Bless the Lord with heart and soul.